Good evening.
Good evening.
If you would turn with me to the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Colossians.
请我们打开哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
And we will read from verse 12.
从十二节开始。
Giving thanks unto the Father, who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us out of the power of darkness, and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have our redemption, the forgiveness of our sins.
又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were all things created, in the heavens and upon the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things have been created through him and unto him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造之以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看得见的、不能看得见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it was the good pleasure of the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。And
then in the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 1.
希伯来书第一章。
The letter to the Hebrews, chapter 1, from verse 1.
第一节。
God having of old time spoken unto the fathers in the prophets by diverse portions and in diverse manners, hath at the end of these days spoken unto us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the radiance of his glory and the express character of his substance, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had made purification of sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末时借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And then in the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Romans,
罗马书,
chapter 8,
第八章,
from verse 17,
第十七节
And if children then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified with him.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要选于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us. For the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to vanity, not of its own will, but by reason of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God.
受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. And not only so, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for our adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body.
我们知道一切受造之物一同从叹息劳苦直到如今，不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得数。
And then finally, in the last book of the Bible, Revelation and chapter 21.
最后我们看启示录二十一章。
And from verse 1.
第一节。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth are passed away, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his peoples, and God himself shall be with them, and will be their God, and he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. The first things are passed away.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来，说：看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And he that sitteth on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he saith, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said unto me, They are come to pass. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
做宝座的说，看哪、啊、我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。他又对我说，都成了，我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽，我是初，我是终。我要将那生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。得胜的，我必承受这些为业。我要做他们的神，他要做我的儿子。
Just a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we need the ministry of your Holy Spirit.
亲爱的主，我们需要你的圣灵来帮助我们。
We need that blessed ministry that will open the eyes of our hearts.
因为圣灵可以打开我们心中的眼睛。
That will flood our whole being with light from yourself.
让光从你那里照亮充满我们整个的人。
That will bring us face to face with your greatness.
让我们能够与你面对面。
And that glorious purpose you have for those whom you have redeemed.
让你荣耀的旨意可以成就在你救赎的这帮人身上。
Father, you know our weakness.
天父，你知道我们的软弱。
Will you manifest your power and strength in our weakness this night?
求你今天晚上把你的能力在我们每一个人的软弱上彰显出来。
Will you be the fire?
求你成为我们的火。
In this whole time.
在整个这今天这段时间里
，Thank you for the anointing you have provided for us。
谢谢你所赐的恩膏。
For the speaking of your word, for the translating of your word, and for the hearing of your word。
为着宣讲你的话语，翻译你的话语，聆听你的话语。
Lord, by faith we stand into that anointing.
因着信，我们站在这一个恩膏之下。
Let it be upon us all in double portion tonight.
求圣灵双倍的临到我们每一个人。
Let this be a meeting with yourself, Lord.
让今天晚上我们与你面对面相交。
And we ask all this in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们如此祈求，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
The theme I have been given is a glorious one.
这次给我的题目是一个荣耀的题目。
The supremacy and centrality of the Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣基督的超越性与他的中心性。
Christ is the center and the circumference of all that God does.
耶稣基督是神做事的中心，一直扩及到他整个做事的圆周。
All his work is centered in the Lord Jesus.
神所有的工作集中在他儿子耶稣基督。
All his purpose is centered in the Lord Jesus.
神整个做事的目的是集中在他儿子耶稣基督。
All the revelation of himself is centered in the Lord Jesus.
所有关于神自己的启示是集中在耶稣基督的。
The salvation of God is centered in the Lord Jesus.
神整个的救恩是集中在耶稣基督的身上。
He is the center and the circumference.
他是中心，他也是他整个的圆周。
We who are born of God,
我们所有重生的人，
we need to get to know the Lord Jesus.
我们需要认识这位耶稣。
It is not enough to know about him.
只是仅仅知道他并不够。
We have to have a direct personal knowledge of him.
我们必须有一个直接第一手的经历。
An ever increasing knowledge of him.
而且这一个认识是继续不断的增加。
Tonight I want to speak about the creation.
今天晚上我要讲到神的创造。
The creation of all things.
他创造万有。
The physical creation, the natural creation.
在物质的境界，在自然界。
The spiritual creation.
在灵界。
The creation of man.
他创造人。
The creation of the church.
他创造教会。
I don't know how far we shall go, and we need the Holy Spirit tonight.
我不知道我要讲到多远，但是圣灵需要帮助我们。
Of course, we always need the Holy Spirit.
当然，我们任何时候都需要圣灵。
But tonight especially.
特别是今天晚上。
Did anything sink into you from that amazing passage we read in the Colossian letter?
刚刚我们读哥罗西书的时候，那一段圣经有没有打动你的心？
Again and again and again and again, this comes home to us.
这段圣经继续不断地来到我们的里面。
Whether it is in the Hebrew letter, whether it is in the Gospel of John.
而且你可以发现在希伯来书在约翰福音都提到同样的事
Everything that hath been made was made through him
所有神所做的都是透过他儿子做的
Here you have it in the Colossian letter
在哥罗西书我们念的
For in him were all things verse 16 For in him were all things createdIn the heavens and upon the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things have been created through him and unto him.
十六节，因为万有都是靠着他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
And he is before all things.
他是在万有之先
and in him all things hold together
万有靠他而立
in through for in
在他里面透过借着他也是为着他
it is amazing
这是奇妙的事
how great the Lord Jesus is
我们的主耶稣是多么的伟大
and how small a Christ many of us have
但是我们所有的基督又是这么的小
our horizons are so small
我们的远界只有这么一点点
many of us have no idea of the infinite greatnessOf the Lord Jesus.
大部分的我们对主耶稣的伟大性一点概念都没有。
Everything that has been created,
所有被创造的
was created through him.
都是借着他来造。
That is, he was there at the very beginning.
就是告诉我们，在一切的开始，主耶稣就在那里。
Through him.It was all created.
借着他，万物被造出。
And it was created for him.
而这一切又是为着他而造。
And in him, it holds together.
而这一切又在他里面被建立。
From the vast universe,
在这个浩瀚的宇宙中
from the millions of stars,
在亿万的星星
just the Milky Way itself,
以银河系来说
just all created through him,
都是借着他造的
and for him,
也是为他而造的
from the greatest things,
从最大
To the simplest things,
到最小
the smallest bird,
最小的鸟
the powerful eagle,
这个大的老鹰
the lion,
狮子
the tiger,
或老虎
the cat,
小猫
the dog,
狗
the fish,
鱼
am I being stupid?
我是不是很笨呢
no,
不是的
everything that has been created was created through our Lord Jesus,
每一件世界上存在的事物都是经过他造的
And was created for him.
而且为他造的。
That's why the Lord Jesus said, "Not a sparrow falls to the ground without your Father."
所以主耶稣说，天上的这个鸟掉在地上都是父所允许的。
Many Christians have absolutely no idea that this creation.And far beyond what we see, the universes beyond this universe have all been created through him and for him.
很不幸，很少的基督徒了解，在这一个浩瀚的宇宙中，甚至超过我们能够看得见的那个部分，都是借着他造的，都是他造的。
If I could only be able to explain it to you in a way that will mean something to you，
我但愿有这个口才，能够把这一个创造用你能够懂的话语来解释清楚。
Central to this whole purpose of God for the creation。
是整个创造的中心的意义。
That in the end it should be filled with the glory of God。
乃是有一天能够都被神的荣耀所充满。
That it should move beyond what we see into perhaps something else。
是要远远超过我们眼睛所看得见的，要进入那个不知的世界里头。
I will come to that in a moment。
等一下，我要更仔细来讲。
But central to this whole creation was the creation of man。
在整个创造的中心是创造了人。
When God created man, male and female,
他造男又造女。
Absolutely equal,
是相等的。
Different in function,
在功能上不同。
When God created man,
当神创造人类。
This was as it were the pivotal point of this whole universe.
这是整个创造的最高峰。
His plan, when he made man in Genesis 1 and verse 26, it said, Let us make man in our image and after our likeness.
在创世纪一章二十六节，他说，我们要照着我们形象与我们的样式造男造女。
God never said that about the fish, all the birds, all the animals, all the plants.
他从来没有在造鱼、造任何植物、造任何的生物的时候，你说过这句话。
Was something absolutely unique about man.
只有造人是特别提到这句话。
God created man in His moral image.
神按照他自己道德的形象来创造人。
That is, man has within him the capacity to know God.
也就是说，人里面有这样认识神的容量。
The capacity to perceive spiritual things.
人有这样的一个容量，能够追寻属灵的事物。
When God breathed into man, He breathed into him the breath of life.
当神在人的鼻孔里吹一口气的时候，他把生命的气息吹进去。
In Hebrew, the spirit of life.
在希伯来文乃是说到这个生命的灵。
That is, God put into man something of Himself, of the same substance.
所以这句话的意思乃是神把他自己的一部分吹到人的里面，是同样性质的。
Animals have souls.
在动物里面有魂。
They have different souls to our soul.
那个魂跟人的魂是不一样的。
But they have got a soul.
它是有一个魂。
I'm often asked, do animals go to heaven? I'm not going to get into that.
我并不讨论到底动物能不能进天堂。
But animals are called in the Bible, in Hebrew, living souls.
在圣经里面称到这些动物的时候是活的魂。
That's why one dog differs from another dog.
所以一只狗跟另外一只狗是不一样的。
That's why one canary differs from another canary.
这个鸟跟那个鸟是不一样的。
Or one parrot from another parrot, or one cockatoo from another cockatoo.
一个鹦鹉跟另外一个鹦鹉是不一样的。
It's why one cat differs from another cat.
一个猫跟另外一个猫也不一样。
And I don't keep goldfish, but people who do tell me that one goldfish differs from another.
我不养金鱼，但是别人养金鱼的告诉我，这只鱼跟那只鱼也不一样。
They're different.
每一只鱼不一样。
Because they have some personality.
因为它里面有一个个性。
But they do not have eternal spirit.
但是这些生物里头没有永远的灵。
When God created man,
当神造人的时候，
He placed within him spirit.
神把灵赐给人。
And that means that man's whole constitution, spirit, soul, and body, is absolutely unique.
所以人 它有一个独特性，在人的里面有灵魂体。
This is how the preacher says in Ecclesiastes, God set eternity in his heart.
所以在这个传道书里面，作者告诉我们，神把永远放在人的里面。
Animals do not meet together for worship.
你看不见动物聚在一起聚会来敬拜。
It's one of the strangest things about human beings that we have to worship.
但是人有一个独特的现象，他们聚在一起要敬拜。
We either worship idols,
要不敬拜偶像
，or philosophy,
或者偶哲学
，or people,
或者某人。
Or sport,
或者
or sex,
或者这个体育或者性
or ourselves, that's the commonest.
要不然敬拜自己
We worship ourselves.
我们敬拜自己
But we have to worship.
无论如何我们要敬拜
Because we were created to be worshippers.
因为我们被造的时候就是一个敬拜的
We were created for God.
因为我们为着神而被造。
When we were created in the image of God,
因为我们照他的形象造的。
And after His likeness,
又照他的样式造的。
It was something to do with the Lord Jesus.
这个跟他的儿子耶稣有发生关系。
I will not go into it all, but the word likeness means pattern.
这个形象乃是指着一个样板。
The image is something moral.
这个形象这个字是讲到道德上的
But the likeness is like a pattern
但是样式呢却是指的一个样板
We were created for the Lord Jesus
因为我们被造乃是为着他的儿子造的
That's why God put man in a garden
所以人就被放在这个伊甸园里
And he put two trees in amongst many other trees
然后有两株树是在众树之间
One was called the tree of life
一棵树叫做生命树
And one was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
另外一棵树叫做知识上的树
Both of them were in the midst of the garden
这两棵树在这个园子的中间
Now trees always speak of man
在圣经里面树预表人
Remember the scriptures that say He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of living water
诗篇里面说到一个人要好像一棵树栽在溪水旁
Trees are a symbol of the human being
所以圣经用树来预表人
God's plan was that man should receive eternal life
神的计划乃是希望这个被造的人能够得到永生
should become one with himself
能够跟神完全的合一
and then after a period of education and training he would be transfigured in glory
经过神的教育过了一段时间之后他能够身体改变进入荣耀
We really do not know what God's ultimate purpose is
我们不是很清楚神最终的目的是什么
Because in these thousands of years we have been living in a parenthesis of sin
在人类这几千年的历史里头我们好像活在一个罪的括弧的里头
Mourning, sorrow, pain death
人类的生活充满着眼泪哀哭失败这一切
bondage to corruption
是在这一个毁坏的捆绑里面
a cycle out of which fallen man cannot get by his own energy and endeavor
我们在一个恶性的循环里头没有一个人能靠自己的力量从这个恶性循环里面跳出来
when God put those two trees
这里有两棵树
people always ask me what kind of tree was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was it an orange tree was it a grapefruit was it an apricot was it an apple
很多人问我关于这个知识善恶树到底它是一个苹果树呢还是杏子呢还是怎么样一棵树
Or was it a mango
还是芒果树
I mean there were always what does it matter?
但是这根本不重要。
It wasn't the tree and its fruit. It was the fact that God said, "You shall not eat of that tree, for in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die."
重点不是那棵树的本身有什么东西，重点是神的那一句话说，不可以吃这棵树的果子，你吃的日子必定死。
It was obedience or disobedience.
所以这里的选择乃是顺服呢，还是不顺服。
That was the heart of the matter.
这是整个事情的中心。
Those two trees, the tree of life, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, represent two kinds of human beings.
这两棵树所代表的乃是两种不同的人。
One is God-centered, God-dependent, God-conscious.
生命树代表的是以神为中心，依靠神，知道神。
Now let me put it in New Testament terms.
用新约的话来这样发表。
Christ-centered.
以基督为中心。
Christ-conscious.
认识基督。
Christ-dependent.
依靠基督。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
另外一棵树呢？
Meant you had the center in yourself.
乃是以自己为中心。
Self-centered.
是自我中心。
Self-conscious.
自我意识。
Self-dependent.
便是自我依靠。
Do you understand?
懂吗？
When man took out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he chose a constitution that has molded the whole of fallen human history.
当人类的始祖拣选这一个知识上的树的时候，他就为整个的人类定下了一个方式。
It doesn't matter where you turn.
不管你到哪里。
Look at all the great philosophies.
你看这些伟大的哲学家。
Look at all the great religions.
伟大的宗教。
Look at all the great ideologies.
所有了不起的这些理想。
Look at all the great empires.
这些伟大的帝国。
They are all self-centered.
它的共同性。
Self-conscious.
自我意识。
Self-sufficient.
是自我满足。
You understand now why we need the Holy Spirit.
所以你就知道为什么今天晚上我们需要圣灵的帮助。
Just to be able to have the eyes of our hearts open, begin to understand.
这样我们的心才能打开，明白到底怎么回事。
Something happened when man fell.
当人类堕落的时候，发生了大事。
It's like the hub of a wheel.
好像这一个轮子。
Take the hub away.
当你把这个轴抽掉
，And suddenly all the spindles, as it were, in different directions.
那么所有的这一些车里轮子上的这个轴就不是这个spindle 没有了。
That's human history.
这是人类的历史。
We're always believing that the golden age is just round the corner.
我们一直一个梦想，好像那个黄金的岁月就在转角上。
What is Babel?
巴别塔是什么？
You know, in Hebrew, we don't have Babylon. We have only Babel.
巴别。
What is Babel?
到底这个希伯来文的巴别是什么意思？
It comes from Aramaic word Babel, the gate of God.
这个意思呢是说神的门。
Fallen man was building a city that it called the divine gateway.
这里有一群堕落的人建立了一个城，他叫这个城叫做神的门。
And they said, "Let us make a name for ourselves."
让我们留名流芳百世为自己。
Self-centered.
自我为。
Self-conscious.
自我意识。
Self-sufficient.
自我满足。
We will build a tower.
我们要建一个塔。
From earth to heaven.
从地到天。
What was the tower?
这个塔是什么塔？
Was it the first skyscraper?
是不是第一个摩天大楼？
Well, people say, of course not.
当然不是了。
Well, what was it?
那到底是什么呢？
Why do we all think that they were prehistoric people running around with hair all over themselves, running around on four legs?
我们怎么有一个概念，好像他们这些都是原始人，全身都是毛，到处跑来跑去？
Adam and Eve had such intelligence.
其实亚当与夏娃是有最大的智慧的人。
For one thing, they nearly all lived for 1,000 years.
他们几乎活上千年的寿命。
I mean, why do we think that they were sort of primitive, prehistoric men?
为什么我们有个错觉，觉得这些人都是上古时期的人物
？Running around with cudgels, you know.
手里拿着一个。野兽的骨头。
Was it the first space program?
或者这是第一个人类的太空计划。
What did they mean we were going to reach the heavens?
当这些人说我们要碰到天什么意思？
Certainly they meant they were going to unite heaven and earth.
这个意思很清楚，就是要把天与地连在一起。
They were going to create a golden age of equality, of prosperity and brotherhood.
他们要创造一个人类的社会，是在平等、自由的原则之下。
Without God.
但是没有神。
By man.
纯粹靠着人。
What were they doing?
他们在做什么？
It was so dangerous.That God said, I have to stop it.
他们的走的方向是这么的危险，神要干预，然后说我要把它停止。
And so, God divided them.
所以神就把他们分开了。
With language.
用语言。
Very clever.
这是一个很聪明的方法。
Very clever.
很聪明的方法。
Then you speak Chinese. Naturally, you feel the Chinese are far superior than anyone else.
大家是讲中文的，当然都觉得用中文的是最了不起的人。
The British, they speak English. Not like American English, but proper English.
英国人用英文，不像那些美国人讲的不成像的英文。
And the British always felt that God is British.
英国人总觉得这位上帝是英国人。
The Lord Jesus drank tea in the British way.
主耶稣喝茶是像英国人那样喝茶。
I mean, this language was brilliant.
这个语言实在是奇妙。
It divided culture, it divided people, it put a break on this fallen man.
把人按照不同的语言、不同的性格就分开了，把整个的人分四分五裂。
But wherever you turn in the Bible, you find Babylon, Babel, Babel.
所以你不管在圣经的什么地方，你总是能够看到巴别或者巴比伦。
Somewhere God said to a Hebrew scribe, "Don't call it Babel, call it Babel. Don't call it the gate of God, call it confusion."
所以神就启示给早年写圣经的人，不要叫这些叫做。神的门要叫他混淆。
Isn't this the whole history of the world?
这个字不刚刚好说到
历史吗？ We will make a name for ourselves.
我们要使我们的名伟大。
We will bring heaven to earth and earth to heaven.
我们要把天带到了地，把地。
We will create a golden age.
我们要创造人类的黄金时代。
We will build a city.
我们要建造一个城。
We will build magnificent structures.
我们要建筑伟大的建筑。
Because we are something.
因为我们了不起。
It is the whole history of mankind.
这个灵就是说到整个人类的历史。
It is incredible to me.
对我来讲是不能想象的。
Mankind has reached the point where it is undoing the break God put upon fallen man.
今天人类正在进行一件事情，是把神踩的刹车要拆掉。
For the first time, we are globalizing.
在人类历史中，我们终于开始要全球化。
Back to one city.
我们回到那一个城市的概念。
For the first time, language is becoming universal.
现在有一个语言要成为全球性的。
British.
英国英文。
Unless you in mainland China can do something about it.
除非你在中国人口多，可以做一些事。
But think, isn't this amazing?
总而言之，是何等的稀奇。
For the first time, we've discovered the DNA of the human being.
这是人类第一次开始发现 DNA 的这个事情。
For the first time, we've been able to clone animals.
也是第一次人类可以克隆动物。
Therefore, for the first time, we can create, clone a human being.
也就给我们一个想象，有一天也要克隆人类。
No wonder God said, I must stop this.
难怪神要说我要踩一个刹车。
And no wonder that the time, the Lord will shorten the time.
所以我们可以知道主耶稣来的日子近了。
This enormous sudden advance of fallen man.
你看到现在堕落人类在科技上的进步。
Means that the coming of the Lord is very near.
就可以让我们知道主耶稣第二次再来很近很近了。
But think for a moment.
好好的想。
Let us go back again.
让我们退一步。
Everything that was created was created through the Lord Jesus and for the Lord Jesus.
在原初所有的创造都是借着他，也是为着他。
The writer of the Hebrew to the Hebrews says, God made him the heir of all things.
在希伯来书我们刚刚念的说到，我们的主耶稣乃是承受万有的那一位。
Of course, God is using human language.
当然，他用的是人类的语言。
And human pictures.
也是用人类的图画。
So that we can understand tremendous spiritual truths.
这样来让我们帮助我们了解属灵的真理。
The Lord Jesus is the heir of all things.
耶稣基督是承受万有的那个后裔。
Everything created through him.
所有都是借着他造的。
And everything created for him.
万有也是为他造的。
And listen to this.
注意听。
To digress for just one moment.
我们稍微打岔一下。
If you're a child of God.
如果你是神的儿女。
You are an heir of God.
你是神的后嗣。
And a joint heir.
与他同作后嗣。
Isn't that amazing?
这是何等稀奇的概念。
That should lift us out of our little Christianity.
就单这一点就应该把我们从这个小小的基督教提升起来。
It gives us a horizon.
因为这给我们一个广阔的。
An eternal horizon.
一个永远的视野。
It's so wonderful.
奇妙啊。
This fallen world, let me put it another way. When man fell,
当人堕落的时候,
he did something terrible to this universe.
人对这个宇宙做了一个可怕的破坏。
The natural creation has been subjected ever since to a cycle of corruption.
从人堕落的那天起，整个的受造之物就进入一个光景，是在一个毁坏的一个虚空之下。
If we had ears to hear. We could hear the whole natural creation groaning.
如果我们有一个耳朵能听到万物的声音，那你听见的是在那里叹息劳苦。
In travail.
在一个这一个生产的苦难的痛苦。
Waiting.
在等候。
Waiting.
等啊。
Waiting.
一直在等。
What is it waiting for?
万物在等什么？
It is waiting for the revealing of the children of God.
那是等神的种子能够显明。
It is waiting for that day when those who are born of God grow up in the Lord.
等候那一天，凡是从神生的这些儿女能够长大成人。
Now we have to be careful of this. There is some teaching along this line that is, in my estimation, off center.
当我们讲这个点的时候，我们要小心，因为有一些教训在这个方面，差出去了。
But there's no doubt, no doubt at all, in my mind.That the whole creation is waiting.
但是不管怎么样，这一点是很清楚的。
For the revealing of the sons of God.
所有的创受造之物在等候神的种子的显现。
Are you a child of God?
你是神的儿女吗？
Are you born of God?
你是神所生的吗？
Are you growing in the Lord?
你是不是在主里面渐渐长大？
Are you faithful to the Lord?
你对主信实吗？
Are you following the Lord?
你跟随主吗？
It's all part.Of this.
这整个是有关联的。
I've always loved animals.
我很喜欢动物。
I've always been surrounded by them.
我家里很多动物。
Some of them human.
包括人。
But I've always been surrounded.
我周围很多的动物。
Some years ago, I met an extraordinary artist in Singapore.
若干年前，我在新加坡遇到一个艺术家
，Chinese，
是一个中国人
，an older man，
年长了。
And when he was showing me some of his work，
他给我看他的工作。
He showed me one piece that captivated me。
有一件东西抓住我的注意力。
It was just the head of a tiger，
是一个老虎头
，in oil。In oils.
是这个油画。
And the amazing thing was the eyes.
那幅画的眼睛很妙。
He captured something which I have seen in some wild animals of a sadness.
这幅眼神是我看过在动物被哀伤的时候的那个眼神。
For me, it was an illustration of the natural creation groaning and travailing in pain.
我看见那幅画的时候，就让我想起圣经这段，万物都在一同叹息劳苦之中。
It is not easy to speak about this subject.
这个题目是不容易讲的。
But I hope that I'm getting something over to you.
我希望借着这一个讲解，你能够体会一个重点。
There is coming a day when the Lord Jesus will put right all that we have done wrong with this universe.
有一天，我们的主要回来，把一切人类做错的东西再带到原初对的位置上。
Where does this idea come from amongst Christians that we all float away somewhere into space?
我不知道为什么很多的基督徒有这么一个概念，有一天我们要在这个空中这飘起来，不知道到哪里去了。
It's extraordinary. So many Christians have got this idea: when we die, we go to be with Him and we float away.
当我们死的那一天，我们就飘飘飘到他那里去了。
Do you want to be suspended in space?
你真的要被挂在太空中吗？
I can't find it in the book.
圣经找不到这个概念。
It's true we shall be raptured to be with him.
有一天我们要被提与基督在一起。
But we come back with him.
然后要从他跟他一起回来。
And it's a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness.
有一天有新天新地，有义居住在其中。
As Job said.
约伯曾经这样说。
Yet in my flesh shall I see God.And I will stand upon the earth.
约伯说，在我肉身之中，我要看见我的神，我要站在这个地球上遇见他。
It may be that the new heaven and the new earth will be different.
可能那一个新天新地跟我们今天所在的环境完全不同。
But the fact is, it is a new heaven and a new earth.
无论如何，圣经告诉我们是一个新天与新地。
And I can't wait to see how the Lord Jesus will put right all the pollution and everything else that we have messed up this wonderful creation.
我没有办法想象主耶稣怎么样要把今天人类所造成的一切的破坏，做诸如污染，这些很多人类没有办法解决的问题，闹那一天主把它弄对了。
There is a wonderful word in the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5 and verse 17. Listen carefully. Wherefore, if any man be in Christ, there is a new creation.
在哥林多后书第五章有这样一句话，他说，若有人在基督里，他就是新的创造。
The old English translation is, he is a new creature.
在老的英文版本翻译成他是一个新的被造的人。
But I think it is much better there, that is in Christ, there is a new creation.
更好的翻译是指着在基督里那里的时候是一个新的创造。
And if you are in Christ,
只要你在基督里，
you are in that new creation.
你就在这个新的创造里面。
A new man,
是一个新人。
A new beginning,
是一个新的开始。
A new hope,
一个新的希望。
A new life,
一个新的生命。
New horizon,
一个新的眼界。
It is wonderful to me.
是何等的奇妙。
When the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem,
当主耶稣降生在伯利恒。
When he walked on this earth,
当他在这地上行走的时候，
he was the last Adam,
他是末后的亚当。
And the second man,
是第二个人。
That is, he closed and terminated the old Adam.
他来结束了那个老的亚当。
When he went to the cross,
当他上十字架的时候，
and when he was crucified,
他被钉死，
he took that old man with him into the grave.
他把那个旧造的亚当带到坟墓里，
buried him.
埋了。
Jesus was the last Adam.
耶稣是末后的亚当。
But he was the second man.
他是第二个人。
And it is very wonderful that he was transfigured.
他改变了。
Have you ever thought about the transfiguration?
你有没有看到？你有没有想过这整个身体的改变？
Do you remember how they went up the mountain?
你记得主耶稣带着门徒到高山上？
In Israel.Probably Mount Hermon.
那在以色列这个地点就是黑门山。
And you will remember it was Peter and James and John.
主带了三个人，彼得、雅各、约翰。
And you remember how suddenly there was the Lord Jesus transfigured in glory.
忽然间主变了形象。
This was as a man.Jesus as a man reached the glory.
这里有一个人，他达到了荣耀。
Where Adam sinned and fell short, Jesus was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin.
第一个亚当他被试探的时候跌倒了，他失去了神的荣耀。这个末后的亚当，他在这个地上受魔鬼的试探，他没有犯罪，他带到荣耀里。
He reached the glory.
他达到荣耀。
Now most Christians think that this glory was a spotlight out of heaven that shone onto him.
很多的基督徒认为是天上有一个镁光灯从天上照在耶稣的身上。
And Peter and James and John said, oh.
三个门徒看得非常诧异。
Look at this！
你看这位耶稣。
Where's the light coming from？
这个光从哪里来啊
？It's like a spotlight。
是不是一个镁光灯
？That's not what happened。
这不是圣经记述。
It says that his hair and his skin and his clothes glistened with light。
圣经乃是说，从他的头发到他的皮肤到他的衣裳全部被一个光芒照射出来。
Something was switched on inside.
好像里面有个开关忽然间开了。
He had reached the glory.
他达到那个荣耀。
And he was glorified.
他变成荣耀。
And it is the God of all grace who has called you and me to his eternal glory in Christ.
神对我们每一个人的呼召也是如此，要让我们达到那个荣耀境。
A new creation.
这个是一个新的创造。
What wonderful words those are in the book of Revelation.
这一段在启示录中的话语是多么的奇妙啊。
Behold, I make all things new.
看啊，我让所有的事情变更新了。
I am the Alpha.And the Omega.
我是阿尔法，我是 Omega.
The alphabet of God.
我是神所有说话的字母。
The language of God.
神的语言。
I am the beginning and the end.
我是初，我是终。
Then the parenthesis of sin. Do you understand parenthesis?
懂吗？这个
brackets
是一个罪的括号。
The parenthesis of sin is finished.
所以这个括号里的这个阶段现在被挪掉了。
But now just see how does the Bible end?
注意看，圣经怎么结束
？With a marriage.
是一个婚礼。
How does the Bible begin?
那你又看圣经怎么开始的
？With a marriage.
也是一个婚礼。
What is there in the center of the Bible?
那圣经的中间是什么呢
？In the Song of Songs.
是雅歌。
A marriage.
也是一个婚礼。
Why did John, when he interpreted the life of the Lord Jesus, say the first miracle, the first sign was a wedding?
你又注意约翰。主的门徒在约翰福音告诉我们，主耶稣行的第一个神迹是在一个婚礼里。
Why did John the Baptist say, "I am the best man at a wedding"?
使徒约翰说，我不过是伴郎来到一个婚礼中。
You see, there's something tremendous here.
这里有一个了不得的事情。
You and I are still in this fallen world.
今天我们还在这个堕落的世界。
We still have sin in our members.
在我们的身体里面还有这个罪的影
响。We are still subject to this whole fallen atmosphere.
我们还在这一个堕落的光景中。
But in Christ,
但是如果在基督
里 there is a new creation.
那是新造的。
And we have been born of God.
我们乃是从神生。
We are part of the new man.
我们是这个新人中的一部分。
We're part of the new creation.
我们是在这个新的创造的一部分。
The new beginning.
是一个新的开始。
Some people look upon marriage as the end.
有些人看婚姻是一切的结束。
Oh.It's the end.
结了婚就完了。
No more freedom.
不再自由了。
No more independence.
不再独立了。
Now we have to think responsibilities.
要想到我的责任。
We have to share a life.
我们要共享一个生命。
Oh dear, 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 we think.
啊，很糟糕。
Do we want it?
到底结不结？
Other people look upon marriage as a beginning.
但有的人看婚姻是一个开始。
New potentialities.
有一个新的潜力。
New horizons.
一个新的事业。
A new life together.
是一个新的生命开始。
The Bible ends with a marriage.
圣经就是用婚姻来做它的结束。
Believers are always coming to me and asking me, what shall we wear in eternity?
有些基督徒来问我，在永世的时候我们穿什么
？What will we recognize one another？
我们彼此还认不认识啊
？What will we do in eternity other than sing in that choir forever and ever？
除了在天上唱诗以外，还有别的事干吗
？Is there anything new that's going to happen there？
在天上是不是还有一些新的事情呢
？And if you're Chinese, they come to me and say, "Will we eat in heaven?"
如果你是中国人的话，你就会来问我到天上还有的吃吗
？The Bible doesn't answer these questions.
圣经好像没有给我们答案。
Just as well it doesn't. Or we'd have even more denominations than we have now.
幸亏还没有讲，如果有讲的话，有更多的宗派要兴起来了。
But the Bible ends with this.
不管怎么样，圣经这样结束。
A bride married.To a bridegroom.
一个新妇与一个新郎结合。
If you know this Lord Jesus,
如果你认识这位耶稣
you will be able to trust him.
你就要信得过他。
Maybe we don't know what we're going to do in eternity to come.
可能我们并不知道在永世中我们做什么事。
We know we're going to worship.
但是我们知道一件我们要
敬拜。We know we're going to praise.
我们要赞美。
But let me tell you something.
让我再告诉你。
May I say it reverently?
我是带着敬畏的心说的。
God has not retired.
神从来没有退休。
He's not old.
神也不老。
Feeble.
软弱。
Has to sit in a chair most of the time.
要坐在一个摇椅上。
You know, all this wonderful creation he gave through our Lord Jesus.
他把一切都给了主耶稣。
It exhausted him.
他已经累死了。
It's finished.
做完了。
There's no more he can do.
神好像没有这个可以做。
Beloved brother and sister, this amazing universe,
在这一个奇妙的宇宙中
，with all its beauty,
他所带的美丽
，with all its amazing intricate organization,
这一个彼此之间精巧的这个组织的关系
，it's only part of something.
这只是一个整体的一个部分。
The whole thing was arrested by sin.
但是这整个的被创造被罪所辖制。
Once the parenthesis of sin is over,
当那一天这一个罪的括弧除掉了
，God says to the bride,
神就对那个妇人说
，Come to the bridegroom.
与这个新郎联合吧。
Now we can get on.With what we wanted to do in the beginning.
这样我们就可以回到当初真正要做的事情。
Some people in the world tell me that heaven will be boring.
有人告诉我天堂一定很无聊。
They go by our church meetings, which I fully understand.
因为他们来到我们教会的聚会，那个实在很无聊。
But heaven and the eternity to come can never be boring with God.
但是如果我们真的在神面前有一个永远的生活，绝对不是一个单调的生活。
If I may put it reverently, he's full of ideas.
神是充满奇妙意念的神。
Full of glorious potentialities.
在他有用不完的潜力。
No wonder in the old covenant it says the trees will clap their hands.
难怪圣经里面说到那一天树要拍手。
And the mountains will sing.
山会唱歌。
And the fields will exult.
这个田野要跳舞。
We have no idea what God has for the future.
在未来的世界，我们根本没有任何的观念，神要做什么奇妙的大事。
But if you are a child of God,
但是如果你是神儿女
，if you've been saved by the Lord Jesus,
靠着主耶稣得救
，don't compromise.
不要妥协。
Don't let sin get the better of you.
不要让罪在你的身上占据你。
Don't be lukewarm, apathetic.
不要做一个不冷不热的基督徒。
Follow the Lord with all your heart.
用你的全心来跟随他。
There will come an eternity when you will thank God that you followed Him.
到那一天，在永世的时候，你要感谢主，你跟随了他。
If we suffer with Him.
如果我们在现在与他一同受苦，
we shall also be glorified with Him.
到那一天，我们就要与他一同得荣耀。
Oh, how great is the Lord Jesus.
啊，这是何等伟大的耶稣。
May God expand your horizon.
愿神把我们整个的视野打开。
May He overwhelm you with a sense of the greatness, the infinite greatness of our Lord Jesus.
让基督的伟大性能够充满你。
May you come to know the Father.In and through Him,
让你能够认识我们的父，在基督里，透过我们的主。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Beloved Lord,
亲爱的主
，We are poor material.
我们实在是可怜的材料。
But the amazing thing is you love us.
最稀奇的乃是你爱我们。
Poor as we are, difficult as we are,
不管我们是多么的贫穷，怎么样的困难
，complex as we are，
怎么样的复杂
，always arguing with you，
我们经常跟你辩
，always loath to fully follow you，
我们说我们要跟随你
，Oh Lord。Overwhelm us this night with your grace.
主啊，愿你的伟大今天晚上超越我们。
Overwhelm us with your love.
用你的爱来包容我们。
Bring us to a new place, Lord.
求你带我们到新的领域。
Where we are prepared to follow you, whatever the cost.
让我们不论任何的代价来跟随你。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。